Shalom Aleichem, one and all, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Pikudei, a Chazak Shabbos, which is also Beis Adar Sheni, as we get ready for the upcoming Chag HaPurim, all the while concerned about Achenu B'nei Yisrael in the Ukraine, is a lot on our mind. Let us begin with a thought on the Parsha, a thought on Purim, a thought on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Let's try in that order. A thought on the parasha. In this week's parasha, of course, we come to the conclusion of the building of the Mishkan. This week I was learning Mishnah Yishkolim with my grandson. With the third parak of Mishnah Beis, it talks about the fact that they took a truma of all the shkolim that were donated, three boxes, and they labeled them Aleph Beis Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they didn't label it Aleph Beis Gimel. They labeled it, Rabbi Shmuel says, they didn't label it Aleph Beis Gimel. Yevonis Kosov Aleim was labeled in Greek, Alpha Beta Gamla. Strange. My grandson asked me, why did they have Greek in the Beis HaMikdash? What has it got to do with this week's parasha? I'll tell you. Rav Schwab, back in Parashas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis, has a beautiful yesod about the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, the place that we call the Beis Hashem. He says about the Beis HaMikdash the following. He says that generally speaking, we live in a world that has an order. Aleph Beis, Gimel Daled, the Aleph Beis, is basically the Seder HaSichli of Olam Hazeh. In order to understand things, you have to have words. You have to be able to express yourself. And that is a certain limitation, I guess, we have in this world. We can't just convey ideas without expressing them in words. It's a davar sichli. And that's why the Aleph Beis is generally used as a sign of the Seder of this world. Ashrei is special. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, right, the beginning of Shas, Dav Dalet, that what's so special about Ashrei, that anybody who says Ashrei every day, three times, Muftuch Lai Shubarom Abba, has a Seder Aleph Beis. What's so special about a Seder Aleph Beis? Anybody could do a Seder Aleph Beis. The answer is that it sets up the Seder HaBriah, as Aleph Beis, and Pesiach HaSiodecha, the order of Parnosa in this world. It tells us about it in the Seder. The idea of Seder, the Aleph Beis Seder, is very much part of Teresenu HaKadosha. As Rav Schwab brings numerous examples, the Gedolei of the previous Dor were called Seferim, because they used to count the letters. In Olam Hazeh, letters, words, are the method by which we express our ideas. We learn Teresenu HaKadosha. And the Aleph Beis has a special Kedusha to us. The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, was a place that was above those limitations. After all, Aleph Beis is limited. Aleph Beis is a certain order. The Beis HaMikdash was above that. The Beis HaMikdash, to understand what took place in the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have to express it in words. Your neshama felt it. It was a hasagas haneshama. A person had a feeling, a sense of being in a place that's kadosh, that's special, that's unique. And therefore, the Aleph Beis did not really belong in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah in Shabbos that the Kroshim were labeled, but they weren't labeled Aleph Beis. When you label your sukkah boards, you do Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet. In the Beis HaMikdash, they made a Roshim. They didn't use Aleph Beis. Why not use Aleph Beis? Because Aleph Beis is a sign of Olam Hazeh, where there are limitations. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the place where the Shekhinah resides, is a sense of the Bari Olam. On Yom Kippur, we say, and this is true all year round, we say that in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't say Amen to Brachas. They said, Baruch Hashem Kavei Machusay Lailam Voed. Why? Why not say Amen? Because Amen is a statement of Emuna, of faith. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was such a sense of Bari Olam that it was inappropriate to call it an expression of faith. Faith? Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchusei, you sense Kavod Malchusei. Those who were standing in the Beis HaMikdash when they heard the Shem Hashem coming out of the Kohen Gadol bowed down and said Baruch Shem. But the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol's voice was heard way out of the Beis HaMikdash. His voice carried well distant from the Beis HaMikdash. But people out of the Beis HaMikdash said Amen. Those Ha'im Nebazara, the Beis HaMikdash is a special sense of connection. While we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, people who go to the Kaisel and have the good sense to close their eyes and think of the Bayri Elam and connect to him will find that while you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, just like radio waves travel beyond, the waves of the presence of the Shechina, Shechina Lo Yizoza, may Kaisel HaMaravi, it can be felt there as well. And that is the reason that there was no Aleph Beis. Alpha, Beta, Gimla are just indications of an order. Aleph Beis, Gimel show a limitation. And that limitation did not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. This is my thought regarding the parasha and the series of parashas has come to an end regarding the building of the Mishkan. A Purim thought. Let's see if you like this one. When Esther goes into Achashverosh, she davens to Hashem, Atzila miyad kelev yichidasi. Save me from this dog. The Shechina leaves her. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you call him a dog? So she repented. She called him an Ari. I'm telling you, would like to understand Esther. She calls him a dog. Who? That's not a fine thing to do. You imagine a Golub Yisrael using an expression, not a Rasha, but using an expression dog. It's not even a nice expression to use. Why did she use that expression? So I'd like to share with you what Dvar Torah I told you about Pesach. I don't know when I told it to you. I imagine Rabbi Yehuda will find which year, which month, which, I don't know. But maybe I said it in Parshas Bay. Rav Huttner in the Mamori Pachad Yitzchak Maimer Samach says the following. Chazal say about a dog, in Be'yadav Chav Hei, that Shloisha Azim Heim, there are three who have chutzpah. And who are the three that have chutzpah? One of them is Kelev Bachayis, the Kelev among the wild animals of the world. What is the chutzpah of the Kelev? What is the Azus of the Kelev? So I guess the Pashup Shat is the sense of a Kelev or of a wild dog that has Azus. Rav Huna, though, says, no. He says, the Azus of a Kelev is that he's man's best friend. Why is that Azus? The chutzpah. He can look at a human being and look at a human being as being on the same level as a Kelev. The Azus of a Kelev is not when he's a wild and rabid dog. The Azus of a Kelev is when he's a warm and friendly dog. The fact that a dog sees man as his best friend, ay vey, ay vey. The special uniqueness of L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'yechras Kelev L'shaynai. It's not that dogs didn't attack the Jews. Why would a dog attack the Jews? They didn't bother the dog. It's that the dogs didn't even have friendly barks to the Jew. When Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, left Mitzrayim, on the night of Pesach, on the morning of Pesach, they were so uplifted, they were so dahibin, that even a dog that looked at a member of Knesset Yisrael saw that, that's not my friend. That's a friend. God forbid to talk a friend. It's Layla, Layla. A man doesn't say a malach is his friend. And a kelv doesn't say a person is his friend. Somebody who has no boundaries, inappropriate relationships, fails to see the himself, where he is, that's the mashal of a kelv. Ad kan divrei mamari pachad Yitzchak. Now we come to Purim. Esther says, Achashverosh a kelev. So we think, like a truck driver calls somebody a dog. Esther, Hamalka. What? Esther's one of the seven Nevi'is. If she said kelev, she had depth to what she said. A lot of depth. You didn't call him a dog, like a bum in the street calls people a dog. She said, the meat of a dog is he has relationships where it crosses a boundary. It's inappropriate. Achashverosh thinks he's a shidduch for me? Ahasuerus thinks that Esther Amalka, even he didn't know she's Jewish, but he saw her fine midas. He saw her extraordinary personality. He saw her Yerushalayim. He saw her Havas Abriyas. And he thinks he's a shidduch for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me. Miyad Kelev, what's Miyad Kelev? This Kelev, the danger to me is that he's acting like a Kelev. He sees me as somebody on his level. Ah, Hatzila. Ah, Rav Hutton, his incredible insight, explains this as well. And so, we did two out of the three things we promised. We spoke about the Parsha, spoke about Adar and Purim, and finally, Rosh Chodesh. Let me tell you, Advar Halacha. Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni is Thursday and Friday. Many of us have a minig Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid not to shave on Rosh Chodesh, and this is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, not Hilchos Shabbos, but there the Mishnah Berurah says not to take a haircut or shave on Rosh Chodesh, even when it comes out on Erev Shabbos. And according to what the Mishnah Berurah says, tomorrow Friday we should not be shaving. When I was in the Beis Medrash in Torah Vadas, I had heard B'Shem Reb Yaakov, then when Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, Friday, then you're allowed to shave on Friday. Subsequently, the Emes L'Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch came out, and there, in the Emes L'Yaakov, on Simin Reish Samach, where it talks about Erev Shabbos, there, Yaakov's proof to this is brought. What did Reb Yaakov get? Mishnah Berurah says, you know, I'll take a haircut Friday if it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Thursday, Friday, it's Matam Hechetesi. A Gainistic proof. It's Simon Tov Tzadik Gimel, that's Sfira Saimer. It talks about when Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to take a haircut or a shave on Erev Shabbos. Since that Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you're allowed to take it on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So, Dr. Yaakov, hold on a minute. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days. And when it's Chal on Shabbos, it's never Shabbos Sunday. The calendar is that it's always Friday Shabbos. So here the Mishnah Berurah is telling you that when Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Friday Shabbos, you're allowed to take Iyakot on Friday. It's not a sphere of prohibition. Forget about sphere for a moment. Excuse me. It's a Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid prohibition. Why are we not here taking a haircut or a shave on that Friday? Efid Rav Yaakov. Well, that Thursday was Sfira and you weren't allowed to take a haircut. So Friday you're allowed to. When do we say if Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a haircut? Because you can take it Thursday, not confirmed, it'll be a day away. But if you couldn't take it Thursday either, it'll have to be 2 days away. Then you're allowed to take it on Friday. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Chodesh year is Friday Shabbos. You can take a haircut or a shave on Friday. Why? Because you couldn't take it yesterday. In Cain, who Adin, Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, Friday. So you can't take a haircut or a shave on Thursday. After all, Thursday is Rosh Chodesh. So then you take it on Friday. This is Yaakov's Vart. Yesterday, Chav Tes, Adar HaRishayim was Rabbi Yaakov's Yosei. It's Hashem, Shemi Zaycha, to go in his ways. What a Adam HaSholem, in all areas of Torah and Avodah Yerushalayim, and his being Ma'uriv and Mabrius, Gevaldik. May we be Zaycha, to have a true Simchas Purim. May our Achenu B'nei Yisrael in Ukraine be Zaycha to a Simcha, as this terrible gezeirah, the war that's going on, comes to an end. Bekorev mamish, we daven for Yeshua's fall of Klal Yisrael. Kashem shasisa nisim b'yamim ahem, bezman hazeh. A good Shabbos to one and all.